This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
As the world prepares for the end of the year with wonderful Yuletide cheer, happy songs about snow and reindeers on sleighs that come from a world far away. In a land without chestnuts and Christmas trees, Christmas is different for me. I may never know how a snowflake falls, never feel the cold of a winter. Holidays with family and those I love, that's my Christmas in the sun.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Christmas time in Malaysia. The sun shines outside, it's warm as usual, but relatively cooler now than in July and August. It's a little wetter too, with rain in the afternoons and during rush hour, sometimes even in the middle of the night. In the shopping malls, the winking lights and the mix of pretty decorations on extra tall, gigantic plastic pine trees are in full bloom. Shoppers with bags of goodies hanging on their arms. Last-minute shoppers frantically sweep up well-discounted gifts. The Christmas spread in Malaysia is a glorious and wonderful mishmash of Western and Asian cuisine. The smell of roast turkey or lamb melts into the aroma of curry and sambal. Mashed potatoes next to naan bread. Achar of carrots and cucumber makes a lovely condiment. What a wonderful time of year indeed. In many ways, we are not too different from other countries south of the equator when this holiday is celebrated in the sunny summer. No snow, no place for sleighs and reindeer. I have spent some Christmases in Australia, as I have siblings who have migrated there. But we'll hear from a fair dinkum Aussie, Colin Mills, how the holiday is celebrated down there.
Aussie Christmas. First thing you need to know about Aussie Christmas is that it's Christmas in the sun. Often the temperatures are in the high 30s or low 40s, so it's very hot. Usually on days like that, a lot of people will head down to the beach and they'll be enjoying picnics and swimming and surfing and body surfing and just playing in the sand, just enjoying being outside.
New Zealand, the land of the long white clouds, is even further south, but it can get quite hot down there. Kiwis have asserted that you can cook an egg on the roads in Hastings, a city on the east coast of the North Island. From New Zealand, Nathan Vink tells us.
Christmas in New Zealand is less about snow and sleigh bells and more about sun, sand and barbecues in the backyard. We tend to focus a lot of our holidays around this time of the year in terms of every business in New Zealand shutting down and taking a few weeks off. The most important thing for Christmas in New Zealand is getting away from work and getting down to the beaches. So with regards to Christmas, the focus is family, coming together and having a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
Nathan also shares with us the little quirks that make New Zealand Christmases special.
An example of this is the New Zealand Christmas tree, the Pohutukawa, which is quite an iconic Christmas tree, a native tree to New Zealand. Every year it flowers, magnificent red flower with the green tree, so it actually does look like a Christmas tree. It just happens to coincide with this time of year in New Zealand. And so most of the beaches in New Zealand are lined with these trees, and it makes quite a nice setting. in the 1960s, a giant, ugly Santa was put up. He's about 18 metres tall and he weighs about 5 tonnes and he sits on the corner of one of the buildings on Queen Street. He was designed to try and entice people into the department store, so he had a beckoning finger and a winking eye. And he stood there for almost 30 years. Every Christmas he was put up. But eventually he started to deteriorate and became more and more and more creepy.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
And eventually when the department store shut down in the early 90s, he was taken away for a few years. In the last few years, it's sort of a nostalgia type activity has gone on and he's been refurbished and put back onto Queen Street for the last 10 years, since about 2003. However, in 2007 he was upgraded once again and he's lost his beckoning finger and his winking eye and he's slightly less creepy now. But it's worth having a Google search of this just to see how weird he once was.
I remember dancing instead of walking in the sands of New Brighton Beach just outside Christchurch. My feet were too tender for the very hot sand that baked in the sun. Near the water's edge, it was a different story. Christmas on the beach and barbecue on the sand.
Eating is still a very important aspect in celebrating Christmas. A lot of New Zealanders take advantage of the fact that it is summer to enjoy the Christmas dinner at the beach with barbecues and picnics. Often a lot of Christmas marketing is targeted towards the typical Kiwi Christmas being down on the barbecue. However, I was doing a bit of research and it seems that New Zealanders still enjoy the roast dinner sort of during the day and then tend to barbecue all the leftovers in the afternoon. But we have some pretty interesting, unique sort of foods that we like to have. Australians will claim that the pavlova was invented in Australia, but we have this as a very typical New Zealand dessert. The pavlova is, of course, a meringue-type cake, basically, but we load it up with cream and berries and all sorts of things like that.
Barbecues are also a big tradition in Australia.
The Christmas barbecue is a big Australian tradition. So instead of having the traditional roast turkey and the ham, they'll just be cooking up steaks and eating steaks and prawns and all kinds of other seafood and good stuff. So it makes for a very different experience, especially for our European and Northern American friends.
Regardless of our reality, in our imagination, Christmas is the tingling, crisp air with a little bite in it. Snow falling, sleigh bells ringing, and Salvation Army officers dressed as Santa ringing the handheld bells near buckets to receive holiday donations for the needy. Every now and then, they are ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas. Coming up, we'll go north of the equator and hear from folks there. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Christmas north of the equator. Yes, Malaysia is north of that meridian, but we are too close to it for the temperature to drop low enough for snow to flock our trees and to bury the land in a quiet hush. Christmas in the sun, outdoors can be quite noisy. Unlike those of us who live in warmer climes, those who live in Britain, Europe, and North America, the USA and Canada, Iceland, these folks tend to celebrate this holiday season indoors. The cold comes with some advantages and disadvantages. Imagine bundling up each time you have to step outside, long-sleeved and down to your ankles, thermal underwear beneath your regular clothes, then over them a sweater, a down jacket, thermal socks and gloves for your extremities, a scarf, not just round your neck, but high enough to cover half your face, and a knit cap on your head. I recall in Idaho, USA, when it got so cold that vapor from my breath collected on my eyelashes and froze them together. It was minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Snow was falling horizontally. cold or no, this holiday season is for time with family and friends. The Austrian ambassador to Malaysia, His Excellency Christophe Seska, shares what happens in his country.
So Christmas in Austria, you have first of all to imagine that it is very cold outside. At Christmas time throughout Austria we have snow. What happens is that most people are very cozy at home with their families. And on the 24th basically, what is very popular is to exchange gifts among family members. And then a very prominent standing point on the 24th is to go to Mass, to the church, at midnight. And this is a very particular Mass because then all the churches are packed with people and we sing together Christmas songs. If you attend churches in the countryside, then basically after the Mass, after midnight, you will be able to listen to concerts, horns or trumpets outside churches. Actually, the 25th is the official Christmas day because it's the official day of the birth of Jesus Christ. And on the 25th, a big meal for lunch with the family members, actually. Before, we exchange gifts and we attend church at midnight. And on the 25th, we have a big family meal. The winter time can be cold and gray with dark, long winter nights. And especially in cities, winter is not, how would I say, it's not as pleasant as the nice tropical weather of Malaysia, because the snow, you know, melts very quickly away and gets gray and dirty and more of a nuisance instead of something nice. Snow-covered landscape is nice in the countryside, not so much in the city.
Emmanuel Niotis from Greece describes Christmas in the birthplace of democracy.
Normally, like any other Christian South European countries, the holiday, everybody go to church, but more important is that, different than any other times of the year, is that everybody get together, the whole family members, in particular those that are far away, they go back home and they gather together and eat and drink and exchange presents, and it's a very pleasant festival of the year. The most really for Christmas, something different than is not happening in any other holiday, is the Christmas carols. The difference with among different countries is that in every country they have carols in their own languages and English as well. So mainly are for children go around the houses, the neighborhoods, and they sing early morning or evening, the evening before Christmas. And they sing the carols and people give money to the children, so they continue doing this. Other than that, it's like Chinese New Year. Everybody get together and eat and drink and meet relatives and families.
Christmas is a time to be with family and friends. It's the proximity of loved ones who have traveled from far and near, gathered in the spirit of the holidays. Madalena Augusto from Portugal tells us.
On the 24th, we gather around the Christmas tree, and the Christmas tree is full of presents, obviously, mainly for the children, although we also share with the adults. It's a moment of sharing and on being, you know, reuniting all the children. We have a nice meal together. Normally, we eat lamb or we eat codfish. The Portuguese are very connected with the sea. We always do discoveries and we have a big tradition of eating fish and a lot of fishermen. And so we also eat, we have like 100 ways of cooking codfish. And codfish is also eaten on the 24th and sometimes on the 25th also. On the 24th at midnight, some families go to the church. These are more Catholic and more religious families. normally, besides sharing the gifts and spending a nice moment together, sometimes we also sing songs, you know, carol songs for Christmas. And we also have, in the middle of the Christmas tree, besides all the decorations of the trees and all the presents that you have around the tree, there is a representation of the nativity of Jesus. And it's this nativity scene is made of little figurines that we place on the bottom of the Christmas tree. And in this nativity scene, which takes place in Bethlehem, you see the little baby, Jesus, then you see his mother, Mary, and Joseph. There are animals around it, a little donkey, a sheep, also some shepherds and angels.
I remember in Utah, after a heavy Christmas meal, the snow falling outside, a roaring fire inside, folks settled down to watch football, American football that is, when a bowl game was on. It was less about what was on the telly than being seated together, celebrating together, enjoying each other's company. It is during this season, It's a Wonderful Life, a 1946 film, makes its annual appearance. The reason this film continues to be such a favorite even now, because it affirms life. It affirms the goodness in people, sometimes even in strangers, as we see people bringing cash to help the very troubled and suicidal George Bailey. North of the equator or south of it, Christmas with snow or Christmas on the beach, roast turkey or throwing a barbie, or a mixed meal of fried chicken, sambal, acha, nasi biryani, the holidays are about being together, celebrating life in spite of all the bad news in the world. I'm reminded of the song, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and clear, God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. To ringing, singing on its way, the world revolves from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. From all of us here at BFM and The Bigger Picture, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.